other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It is Tuesday, October 28th, 2008, 1 week from Election Day. And we've been talking to Webster Tarpley in the past hour. We're taking your calls right now. And in these 5 minutes before we go to the next segment, Webster, and take more callers, I want you to go over those 3 points. Now, obviously, your agenda is to stop Obama at all costs. What are the other 2 big points that we have to get by on this election?
And then a few more comments. First of all, no Obama. Stop Obama at all costs. If you don't stop Obama, you're going off a cliff. You're leaping into an abyss. And most people have very little idea of what fascism was and what this is going to look like. Again, reread that thing from Biden. Tremendous, crushing, brutal economic austerity within the first 12 months, and an international confrontation, probably with false flag or some form of aggression in the first 6 months. Secondly, anybody who voted for the bailout has to be punished. You got to vote against any elected official who supported that bailout. Obama, of course, was the one who organized the whole Black Caucus with a conference call to switch their votes into it. McCain, I think, vacillated because there were a lot of Republicans who were against it. You remember in the House, it was stopped for the first time around with quite a few Republican votes. Mm-hmm. The third one, you got to come out of this with gridlock. No one-party state. We do not want the presidency, the Senate, and the House of Representatives in the hands of the same people. The monstrosities of the Bush era are largely in the period of one-party Republican rule, which is from about January of 2003 to about January of 2007. That's the Republican one-party state, and that's what gets you the Iraq War and a lot of other things going with it. As far as these third parties go, Cynthia McKinney, Rosa Clemente is somebody that I've known from broadcasting in New York City. She needs to develop a much more aggressive critique of Obama. She could be very, very effective. Nader has probably attacked Obama more than others on the idea that Obama betrays the black community, doesn't care about them, uses them. Bob Barr's running mate, Wayne Root, is somebody who graduated from Columbia in 1983 and points out that he was in the same year and the same department as Obama at Columbia College, and nobody ever heard of Obama. There's no sign that Obama ever attended Columbia during those years. This is the big mystery. I think that's when he was recruited by Brzezinski. So if you're in a state where it's clear that it's going to go one way or another, if you're in a state like, I guess Texas is pretty much, a lost cause for Obama, then you can think about trying to make a statement with these third-party votes. You got to do what's congenial for you, and some people obviously are going to want to support them, and maybe out of that, some of these third parties can come out with a permanent infrastructure and some government funding. That would be a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, the way I look at it, look, in New York, they're going to vote Obama no matter what. I don't see McCain getting the, New York vote. I'm voting third party, and I hope other people in New York vote third party as well. I mean, New York can show there's a lot of change. I think California is the same way. I mean, that's going Obama. I mean, you don't think that John McCain has a shot in either of those two states,
no,
do you?
No, but this is a very, very close election, and I do believe that any place where you have blue-collar workers, the group that's undercounted are the Puma Democrats, the Reagan Democrats, the Hillary Clinton Democrats. It's about 25% of the Democratic Party who they will not vote for Obama, and I think it's going to be a surprise. The whole Appalachian area in particular is fundamentally hostile to Obama because they have a class instinct. They can see that Obama is a class enemy. He's somebody who's coming to impose crushing austerity in the name of the Wall Street banks. He's an elitist. He's an oligarch. He's a puppet. He has no life of his own. Everything that he's got has been given to him by these bankers.
All right, Webster, we're going to take some other calls on the next segment. And in about, I think, 20 minutes, it's going to be Willie Nelson on the tour bus, the legendary country music icon here at Infowars.com, PrisonPlan.com. I am Jason Burma, subbing in for Alex Jones. Remember, Ray McGovern at 2 p.m. We'll be back after this.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZB.
ZB turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZB remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZB menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD.
And all just a click away.
With ZB, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZB is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZB today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Hey folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, sitting in with Webster Tarpley, our guest, and we've got callers on the line. We're discussing the bailout, the elections, you know, Webster's books, Obama the Post Modern Coup, and what is it, Obama the Presidency H2O? What was it? I'm sorry, man. What is it?
Obama, Barack H. Obama, the unauthorized biography.
The unauthorized biography, kind of like your George Bush unauthorized biography, which
yes,
is really...
Yes, it's a tradition. Let me just add one quick thing. You know, one person from the 9/11 truth movement who has, I think, completely understood the profound change, the phase change that we've gone through, is Phil Berg. And Phil Berg, I believe, will be at the Supreme Court here in Washington, the United States Supreme Court, attempting to argue his case, which has been defeated.
He's appealing it, right?
Yeah, this is an appeal. It's a direct interlocutory appeal to the Supremes that Obama is not a natural-born citizen, that he was, in effect, born in Kenya and naturalized as a citizen of Indonesia, making him an illegal alien. And people who are concerned about illegal aliens better start with this one, or it's going to be a lost cause any other way. So Berg is waging a valiant struggle, and I urge people to support him. He's got a website called Obama Crimes, and you can go there, give him a contribution, encourage him. He's gotten tremendous media impact. He's got 70 to 80 million hits on this website in about 2 months. And this is an example of somebody who learned the lesson of 9/11, which is covert operations by the intelligence agencies designed to manipulate public opinion are bad, whether they're left cover like Obama or the right wing racist war on terror stuff from 9/11.
Not to get off on a tangent before we go into calls, but you just mentioned the Kenya citizenship thing. Do you think that's something that might come out after this man is already president and will, like, automatically amend the Constitution?
No, I think there are a lot of things that are held over Obama's head for control. In other words, the whole Resco complex, the whole sewer and cesspool of corruption with Tony Resco, Nachmi Auchi, Al-Samari, these characters from, well, from Chicago, but also from the Eastern Mediterranean. They're all Levantine Arabs. Obama's got these three convicted felons that are his godfathers. I'm sure that the feds could indict Obama at any time, but they're holding that over his head. If people are interested in Obama, the unauthorized biography, I do that a comparison to Harry S. Truman, who was controlled, among other things, in the same way. With Truman, it was the Pendergast machine in Missouri that he came out of. Truman could have been indicted at any point that the bankers decided that he wasn't obeying them. And Obama will be the same story. I rather think that the hope of the ruling elite is to keep the citizenship issue as yet another means to beat him over the head if he starts getting rambunctious in office.
All right, let's go to callers. Let's take Aaron in California. Aaron, are you with us?
Yeah, hi, Jason and Webster. Just wanted to talk about, Michelle Obama, when she gave that big speech where she was wearing that teal shirt of some type, right smack in the middle of her shirt was a sun symbol. Sure enough, today on the Drudge Report, there's a picture of her from yesterday on Jay Leno, or maybe a few days ago, and sure enough, she's got a sun symbol right on her shirt. I mean, is that a coincidence? Because I don't think so.
I'll say this. You know, they're CFR. They're obviously globalists. They're obviously, you know, social climbers as well. Are they into the occult? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they go to Bohemian Grove. I don't know how seriously they would take that if they did. I haven't seen a whole lot of evidence, but it does follow suit. It does seem like a lot of the upper echelon elites do get into that sort of thing. So is it a possibility? Yeah, yes. Is it a probability? You know, let me weigh in with some more evidence.
These people, this is the deployment of the trilateral Bilderberg Rand Chicago school right now. In other words, this is what the trilaterals and Bilderbergers are doing right now in our time. It's not somebody else. It's not like they want McCain or Hillary Clinton or, you know, John Edwards. It's these people. Mm-hmm. They are the prime deployment. Now, that thing, I suppose that's the old Sol Invictus Mithra from the Byzantine Empire. The other thing you've got to see about these people is the foundation milieu. I haven't talked about that enough. The mother of Obama worked for the Ford Foundation, top official. Obama's whole life is working for foundations, the Joyce, the Gamaliel, the Woods, the Annenberg. His friend, the weatherman, terrorist, bomber, killer, butcher, cop killer, Bill Ayers, he's got all sorts of money from the Annenberg Foundation, tens of millions of dollars. Bernadine Dorn, another weatherman, terrorist, butcher, cop killer, comes with money from the MacArthur Foundation. How does this happen? Well, my explanation is, having known these people, I knew them personally, at least from a distance in SDS 40 years ago, those were always agents. They were always operatives. They were foundation-funded terrorists in the middle 1960s, and Obama has bought into this mentality. In other words, with Obama, you are, in effect, putting a weatherman terrorist into the White House, or someone who thinks like a weatherman terrorist, because as far as I can see, Bill Ayers is the guy's best friend, and that represents a very, very personal choice for him.
All right, let's jump to Daniel in California. Daniel, what's on your mind? You there, Daniel?
Yes, Jason. I'm a first-time caller, and I wanted to bring up the subject on why Obama supporters are so fervent over Obama.
Okay.
Basically, I've found a pretty plausible theory as to why that's the case. Basically, he uses hidden or covert hypnosis techniques in his speeches.
Let me say this before we get into, like, hypnosis and thing like that. People orate and speak a certain way. They move their hands. There's a guy out in the UK that does a show. It's not David Blaine-esque stuff. His name is Darren Brown. It's more how the mind works, how you're able to plant certain words. So, you know, certain part of the brain activate to move a certain manner. And these people are especially, agents that are recruited by intelligence organizations like the CIA and the NSA when they're going to be speakers, are taught these techniques that are there to basically corral people, to convince them, to persuade them to do things. Isn't that correct, Webster?
Yes. In particular, though, there's also the emotional need. In other words, when somebody joins what amounts to a fascist mass movement or neo-fascist mass movement of the Obama type, they're doing this for the satisfaction of immediate emotional needs. In effect, they want to be duped. Part of it is the hatred for Bush, Cheney, and the neocons, which I can understand, which I, in some ways I share, has blinded people, and that's where you have to part company. They've lost all criteria of judgment as long as you're something other than Bush Cheney. There's also this question of alienation. The previous caller mentioned Michelle Obama. The centerpiece of Michelle Obama's speeches during the primaries was this stuff about our souls are broken. We all have broken souls. We need the healing touch of the beatific personality, the one, the Messiah, the Mahdi, Barack Obama. There's a passage in Mein Kampf by Hitler where he talks about the fact that if you're a worker and you're in your factory, you're living an alienated life where nothing really belongs to you emotionally. But if you go to a National Socialist rally, then you feel fulfilled nationally, racially, and in all these other ways. And there's a very similar dynamic in these Obama mass meetings, right? The fact that he prefers stadiums. He prefers large crowds. Again, read Mein Kampf. Hitler says, the bigger the crowd, the more easy it is to control. The more people that are there, the more you can brainwash them. And the more undifferentiated, in other words, what you want is the massy mass. Not people who are there as consumers or workers or housewives, but just the mass. And when you've got the mass, especially at night, he says, at night is better because people are more irrational, then you can get them in the palm of your hand, and you're not convincing them with arguments, you're convincing them with an emotional experience which is irrefutable. In other words,
like the hive-like mentality of being around all these things and just going with the flow.
Yeah, but it's dangerous. In other words, when you get a mass movement of this sort under depression conditions, after all the tremendous damage done to the society by Bush and Cheney, this is where it gets really, really scary. What we need is some time to build an alternative. Right now, there's tremendous confusion. People say, oh, I want the Austrian school. I want the free market. This is impossible in a depression. I advocate return to New Deal methods. They worked before, they will work now. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take a discussion process to get people to understand this, and they're also going to have to see in the course of this depression that a lot of that, the free market, Friedmanite, von Hayek, Austrian school, simply doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But right now, the main thing is to stop Obama so that you have at least a breathing space to try to get some kind of an alternative together, which you don't have right now.
Well, you were just talking about schools of philosophy, so I just got to ask you, have you seen this Zeitgeist Addendum yet?
I'm not interested in this stuff because of this vulgar attack on religion, which I think is just useless and pointless. Uh-huh. You got to remember, the British intelligence is running a huge attack on Christianity with Christopher Hitchens, with this awful Darwinian character, Dawkins.
Dawkins, the God delusion.
Reactionary imperialist. Just the most...
there's some counter stuff out there, too. Ben Stein just put out a movie called Expelled, The Case for Intelligent Design, where he takes Dawkins and others on pretty hardcore. He talks about social Darwinism, eugenics.
Look, here's the problem. Mm-hmm. We live in a Leibnizian least action universe. In other words, the problem with Darwin and the problem with Malthus and anybody who follows them is that it assumes that the universe is entirely random, and that it's a matter of indifference whether there's development or higher energy states or whether there's not. So therefore, Darwin has to assume that all the progress in evolution, which undoubtedly is there, there's no doubt about evolution and the progress towards humanity from lower life forms, that's all clear. But he says this is the blind watchmaker. This is all a matter of just chance interaction, and it could happen or it could not happen. No, it's wrong. The Darwinian Malthusian universe is not the universe that you see. The universe that you see is a Gottfried Wilhelm Leibniz least action universe where there is, if you will, a built-in bias in the physical order of things in favor of development and higher energy states, because that's what you see.
Webster, can you stay one more segment with us?
Billiard balls.
Can you stay one more segment with us?
Sure.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to be back after this with more calls. It's the Alex Jones Show with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Berman subbing in. You can check out my stuff over at loosechange911.com. You can go to myspace.com/Jason Berman and befriend me and email me stuff. I don't get everything. I am a human being. I do make mistakes. I am imperfect, but I do put out some good products, I think, and I think Fabled Enemies is one of them. It really goes into the intelligence ties behind 9/11. It really lets you understand this international intelligence cartel, so I encourage people to grab that. Right now, we're finishing up with Webster Tarley. We've talked the bailout. We've talked Obama, the postmodern coup, the new Obama unauthorized biography. You can get that over at Amazon.com, and we're taking your calls. So let's jump to Kevin in Boston. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Thank you, Jason, for taking my call. Webster, I respect your research and your the books. And I agree with you that we want no Obama, punish those who voted for the bailout, and no to fascism. But I think the suggestion that by voting for McCain is going to be anything but Obama is just falling into the false left-right dialectic, you know, of paradigm, left-right paradigm, that both candidates are puppets of the New World Order. Chuck Baldwin, whether he gets in or gets not, you're at least you're voting for something that's not going to be more of the same, where there is no Obama is going to be defeated, and that's going to be a difference. They're going to be the same. The idea that the big deal, that the New Deal worked as an answer to the economic problems in the past, I think is a fallacy. If we just simply end the Fed and stop paying interest for use of our own money, that would be an answer. And I think there's a book Dan Hopsicker wrote that had a called Barry and the Boys, the CIA, the Mob, and America's Secret History. It had a picture on the photo on the cover of Barry Seal, CIA drug pilot, that it was in Mexico prior to the JFK assassination. He's seated with Portagos and several other well-known CIA agents. Portagos, of course, was named director of CIA by Bush. These people connect the Clintons and the Bushes right up through.
Your point, sir, is that this thing continues, that this Leviathan has been around for, you know, 30 or 40 years at least this wanta of the Bush regime and this shadow government, continuity of government program, and you don't think it's going to end, right?
Yeah, to say no Obama, anything Obama, as if that is any sort of an answer, misses the point of all his research.
All right, Kevin, it's a good call. I got to give him
the
chance
that
to respond.
There's something of a counter movement inside the Democratic Party. It's the Puma Democrats. You can go to Puma's Unleashed, Just Say No Deal. There's a whole complex of sites. They vary in political quality, quite obviously. But it is essentially the backlash out of the Democratic Party against the Obama, Howard Dean seizure of power. And one of the benefits here is that there's an openness to New Deal. Now, this candidate that you've mentioned, the problem there, of course, is that this is pure reactionary Republican Herbert Hoover economics. This is the kind of thinking that made the Great Depression as deep and as destructive as it was. There is no debate, really, about what effective economics are. It's New Deal economics. If you're in a depression, you better get New Deal economics up and down the line.
Let's get beyond that, because we only had a couple minutes. I want to know what you think about his power structure comment, that these guys have really...
I think this is misleading. In other words, it's clear that Wall Street has a very strong, decided preference. If you don't know that Wall Street's the enemy, that's a problem. A lot of libertarians think that government is their main enemy. I think that's extremely foolish. Government is dominated by Wall Street. If you look at, look at somebody like Greenspan, is that the Federal Reserve is an independent power?
Well, aren't they, in essence, their operational arm, their think tank arm, where a lot of their ideas are war games?
A lot of this is people looking for reasons not to mobilize, essentially to do nothing, and to say, well, I'll just vote for this one third-party candidate and leave it at that. That's really choosing, I think, a very facile way out of it.
All right, well, let's certainly take another call then. All right, let's jump to John in Ohio. John, what's on your mind? John, are you with me?
Yes, I agree with very much of the valuable things that Tarpley is saying. I really appreciate it. But I think my approach would be that we have to show the overlap between these neocon fascists of the Bush-Cheney group, the McCain group, and the Obama, because I think if I'm going to vote for somebody, it's going to be from a genuine left, a WSWS.org or a workers' org type of real left point of view. The fake left has been the favorite of the CIA all the way back to the Vietnam War, where they preferred to have a fake liberal cover on right-wing propaganda, anti-communist, pro-war, pro-Vietnam War,
right, John,
war propaganda.
What I'd like to say, though,
is I think we can show the overlap between and compare Obama's reality. He is every bit as much of a warmonger and then some as Bush and Cheney around the world.
All right, I got to let you go, John. I got to let you go. Finish up, Webster. I got about 20 seconds.
In other words, the new group around Brzezinski and Soros is worse. Because the neocons have the elementary cunning of a bully, pick on defenseless countries. With Brzezinski, you don't have that. He's picking on Russia and China. He's picking on states that have...
All right, Webster, I got to jump. Thank you so much for joining us. Obama the...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
All right, folks, we're back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, and I keep my promises. I said at 1:30 we were going to play Willie Nelson on the bus with Jesse Ventura and Alex Jones, and I keep my promises. So that's coming up momentarily in the long segment right now. But first, I've got to thank our great sponsor, New Vitality, Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse. Aloe's is an herbal dietary supplement developed to support healthy bowel function. Aloe's' all-natural ingredients nutritionally support regularity and assist your body in removing accumulated waste. Aloe's contains 30 synergetically balanced natural herbs and enzymes that work together to improve your overall health. You know, like Alex will say, no magic pills, just good stuff. It really works. It helps you out. You can get this at 1-800-569-4056. That's 1-800-569-4056, or you can click on the big banners over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So without further ado, folks, let's jump into Willie Nelson on the world. I was on the world famous tour bus with Willie Nelson. How cool is that? All right, let's play it.
Hey, Willie, thanks for coming on the radio this week.
Yeah, man. Enjoyed
that. How you doing? You feeling good?
Pretty good. You know, I've been working every day. We played Billy Bob's last night. And, you know.
Willie, how many days a year do you work? Do you perform? Roughly. I mean, just
concerts, probably a couple hundred.
Wow.
A year. Yeah, a year.
Like you say, it's just work a few hours a day.
And, yeah. And then the other 22, you do other.
Yeah. That's a quote on the paper.
Jesus, I'll tell you. You're a. You're supposed to be retiring, Willie.
By the way, he does one song after another.
He doesn't give up.
He does one song after another, too. It's just fantastic.
Oh, no, I just saw him this summer. Like I said, I was at Hinckley at the casino, and Willie played up there. It was great. I got to tell you, though, Willie, you need a new guitar.
Well, it's getting kind of holy.
Yeah, that guitar.
Where is Tyler Turner back there?
I'm looking at that guitar, and I'm going, my God, that's got to be Willie's first guitar he's up there with. Look at that son of a gun. It's wore out.
It's got a nice sound, though.
Yeah, it's got the best sound.
That's why you keep playing it, sure. Yeah. But, no, I had to laugh.
He's the expert troubadour.
I looked at that guitar, and I says, I'll bet you that I'd like to have that do an interview with that guitar.
If he could talk, I'd have to shoot him.
If there's one state in America that embarrasses me, and I hate to say it, it's Texas.
Yeah.
On their voting turnout. I mean, their last government election, 26% of Texans voted for their governor. That's horrible.
Well, yeah.
It's embarrassing. We're a country.
But I think this year there's more reason to vote. People will get up and vote against something.
Yeah.
More than they will for something.
Willie, specifically.
This year they're voting against things.
Willie, specifically, you were talking about, you were starting to allude to, they went too far with 9/11, but in your own words, because it has backfired with 84% in major polls believing they're being lied to about it, and some polls about 60% believing it's an inside job. You know, polls 5 years ago, 36% saying inside job.
Wait a minute, Alex, I got to interject. Where are all these people? I'm running into the opposite. Nobody wants, everyone I run into does not believe.
But you're trying to talk to the government.
No, even people on the street. I got chewed out yesterday watching a football game. When they asked me what I was doing, I said, I'm investigating 9/11. Oh, you're one of them crazies?
Well, I mean,
and
that's
these
probably
are regular
the,
people.
That's probably the
these were not. These were not. These were not people up in high-end government.
Well, Jesse,
these,
you're asking me a question. Let me tell you.
Okay.
Angus and Reid poll, Wall Street Journal poll, 84% believe they've been lied to about the official story. I can show you hundreds of polls. All I know is I've done several thousand radio interviews where the talk show host is attacking me and almost every caller agrees with me. Let's ask Willie. Willie, what response did you get for going public for 9/11 truth?
Well, I had a lot of people that agreed with me, and I had a lot of people that didn't. I'd go on people's shows like Amy Goodman, and she's she wanted to hear my views, and her and a lot of her listeners agreed that there is something there. There is things to be answered. There are questions. It's not a cut and dried situation. Never was to me. So, is there a reason to investigate? Well, hell yeah. Are there anything, is there anything that they're trying to hide? Evidently, or they talk to Jesse.
Well, this is a paradox because most people I run into, privately will say, no, I know something's going on, or even publicly. Now, I do run into kind of the neocon 30%, pro-war people, and you're watching a football game, aren't you? And with that kind of, and I'm not saying football, but, that particular group, that's your Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh.
No, it isn't. These are people I grew up with.
Really?
These are not Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh people.
Well, I'm guessing.
I was at the Gopher game watching it yesterday with some friends that I've known since I was in fifth grade. And a few of them there, when they asked me what I was doing now, and I said I was investigating 9/11, they said, you're not one of them crazies that thinks that there was da-da-da-da-da-da to it.
There's a certain percentage of the people who will not believe that their government will do anything wrong.
Exactly.
You have to admit that there are that certain percentage.
They're bigger than you think.
But they will not believe that their government is capable of doing what we say may or may not have happened.
Exactly. Willie's right on with that, Alex. There is a
I'm not saying there isn't. I'm not saying there isn't.
It's bigger than my in-laws. I told you about my in-laws. They're elderly people. I try to show them this. They want nothing to do. They will not. They will not believe that our country, the great country that they all served and went through World War II and all of this, they refuse to believe
that
our
denial.
Country could be evil.
Can't believe it. It's that myth.
And you can't, you're not going to change them. I mean, I've pleaded with them. I said,
there's a lot of them that are not going to change their mind.
They will not change their mind.
There's a lot of them that still love what's going on out there. They love the Iraq War. They don't know why. Mainly because they don't have any kids over there. It's your kids and my kids.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that there is over 30% of the public still believes that WMDs were found, and around 30% of the public believes Saddam Hussein carried out 9/11. So yeah,
I would say it'd be higher than that.
Well, no,
probably,
yeah. But I just gave you the polls. Now it was half.
I would say it would higher than that.
It was 55% 4 years ago, but now it's about 35% now, 30%, depending on the poll. But that's what I'm saying is that you've got 30% that think WMDs were found. They think Saddam carried out the attacks. So I'm not saying, Governor, that I don't understand that there's people out there, but they're complete zombies living in total denial, and we know who they are. I'm like, I don't care. If they say WMDs were found, I'm not going to agree with them because we know they're, I mean, it's delusional. So, yes, you've got 30% that if they were told the moon was made out of cheese by George Bush, they believe. So
there you go. Because he's government, and as long as the president says it, it's okay.
No.
It's right. It's true. And you're not going to change those folks.
Yep. Can't believe it. I'm actually ranting on Willie Nelson's bus.
I agree with Willie that because I love my mother and father-in-law dearly, and I respect them. They're terrific people, but they just will not accept that our government would be evil.
That's right. How do you get past that denial, Willie? I mean, how do you get folks to break out? Well, some people break out of it.
I don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I go on with my thinking and my job, and
that's
let them live with their thoughts. I don't have to be responsible for them.
Yeah.
Do you think the truth of 9/11 will ever officially come out like other things have?
I don't know. The truth about John Kennedy didn't come out. Or, you know, so
exactly.
I wanted to get you to talk about Kennedy. Give us your view on that.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened at 9/11. I do know that a lot of investigations went on with Kennedy that were stifled, just like what you're doing now. They tried to hold that back. And you know, we know he was killed. We don't know who done it. The other argument of 9/11, we know those buildings fell. Now, a lot of people would think it was done this way. We think it was blown up intentionally. So we're never going to be able to convince everybody, and we're never going to really know for sure.
No. And Willie's exactly right, because the simple way they get to that is by the removal of all evidence.
All evidence is gone.
Like when John Kennedy was assassinated, the first thing Lyndon Johnson did was he sent the limousine was where a homicide took place. There should have been the yellow tape around that limo. That limo shouldn't have been touched till investigators went through it with a fine-tooth comb. Instead, LBJ orders it sent to Cincinnati. It's cleaned and refurbished. Not one person got to look at the actual crime scene, which is backwards to what normally is done. That's what causes, for me, the light to go on. Because when they start doing a crime scene the exact opposite of the way it's supposed to be done, that tells you that there's ulterior forces involved here. Now you shift to 9/11. In 9/11, the high priority was removal of everything. It was not investigating it.
That's right.
There were people, the priority went to the removal. The investigators were considered secondary. Well, that's the exact opposite.
They got them out.
Well, that's the exact opposite of the way it should be. Hold off, Alex.
Black boxes.
That's the exact opposite of the way it should be. The investigation should always take priority, and even if they use the excuse, well, we were searching for bodies, there could have been alive people in there, which you can accept, it still doesn't relieve them. They could have removed that metal and put it somewhere to where later it could have been looked at.
And that's what we all assumed they were doing.
They were doing, but it turned out they weren't doing that. They were destroying it all. They were building a new ship out of it as a monument. They were selling it to China and melting it down and doing everything. And so it's come down to today, and Willie's exactly correct. We will never know, because here's the reason. Now we're all experts. Because with no evidence, with no concrete scientific evidence to go to, all of our opinions are valid, whether they be for or against, because there's no
but
way
isn't
to
the
same thing happened at the Pentagon.
Yeah.
The very same thing happened. They came in, they cleaned up everything, they took all the video cameras away, and they dared anybody to say anything.
Yeah, and so now there's no way to prove or disprove
anything. Well, Willie, isn't that right there, historically, especially in a criminal investigation, a cover-up is generally seen as an evidence of guilt or that there should be a massive investigation. Can you speak to that?
Well, I think that's true. Anytime you cover up evidence or take evidence away, you have an agenda there. You're trying to stop people from knowing what happened. And I really do believe that's right.
So I think the cover-up's the biggest piece of evidence that it is an inside job.
That certainly plays a huge role in it.
What's your take on how they blocked the funding for the firefighters and
police and emergency workers from all that deadly dust. Why wouldn't Congress, I mean, we've been to Congress, I've, you know, made a film about it, and they just say, no, we're not going to take care of it, even though all the CAT scans and hospitals say it's killing them. And this firefighter uses a 600 number. The official government reports a few months ago say it's over 1,100 have died.
Well, first of all, there's a long list of things that we could talk about that we don't like about this government and what it's doing and what it has done. And it goes back further than the Bush administration. It goes all the way back to other administrations a long time ago when this country started going the wrong way. And started doing things around the world thinking that we were the world's policeman. And if also we were the world's resource gatherer, if there was something over there you had, we're going to come get it. We'll make you a deal you can't turn down. So that's been going on as long as I can remember, as long as I've been watching our government operate. So this is just one more time, I think, that they're stepped over the line doing things that they... As far as I'm concerned, that's not what I hired them for. They work for me, they work for you, they work for Jesse, and they're screwing up.
Well, I think that, like you said earlier, the people are finally really getting fed up, and I don't think they're going to go back to sleep again. I think the revolution's
I
on.
Do.
Well, let me.
I do.
I know, Mr. Gloom.
I think they're going to go back to sleep.
We'll wake them up,
but I bet they go back to sleep again.
Well, Willie, what do you say?
I
believe some of them will go back to sleep because one of some of them didn't want to get woke up. But there are a group of intelligent young people out there, not very many of my age or your age. Most of the people my age or your age think just exactly like what you said. Things are the way they are. Don't mess with them. Go do your job. Keep your head down. You know, don't stir up anything. But there's some young people out there with a lot of guts, a lot of balls. They're going to stir it up. And they're going to elect Obama. They're going to elect some government officials. They're going to elect some senators and congressmen who go in there and start doing the right thing for a while. And then you're right. In a little while, everybody will go back to sleep. And the guys will say, all right, we're going to let them have it for 4 to 8 years because look how we screwed it up. Let's back out of the way and let them have our problems that we created for a while. And we'll go over here and we'll reorganize and we'll think it over and we'll raise some more money and we'll go get it again.
I agree fully because Alex, we talked about history and how if you don't study history, the old cliche, you're deemed to repeat it. Well, look at my generation and Willie's. We're the generation of the 60s. We were supposed to be the rebels. We were supposed to be the ones who were anti-establishment, the ones who learned from Vietnam, the ones that saw all this stuff go down. And yet, what has happened to all of us? Did we all go?
I was so proud of the peaceniks. I was so proud of the guys who got out there and fought against the war and come home from Vietnam and say, hey, that's wrong. But they went back to sleep.
That's right.
What happened to peace on Earth? I remember growing up that was what we were all taught was going to happen one day. I go to church and say, well, you've got the Prince of Peace, Jesus, he's going to come and there's going to be peace on Earth for 1,000 years. I said, I can't wait. Where is it?
But that's essentially the problem.
We do it, and hopefully something will change.
But the problem is this. Everybody lives in their own little world, and if their own little world is not affected directly, they will ignore it.
But right now, with the economy sinking, their world is affected.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and gasoline, they are affected.
Oh, yeah.
They're
going
to have to start growing their own vegetables again.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. I'm glad to see them having to get out and dig in that soil and plant a seed and sit back and watch it grow. But that's America.
Now, and hard times will force us to...
Where they've been is not American. Living on, you know, 8 or 10 houses and 6 yachts and going off and starting these big corporations where they screw me and you out of money and they go overseas. That's not America. Now, I want to see one of those guys get out there and have to grow his own potatoes.
We have to stop electing Democrats and Republicans. And we have to start electing and destroying the system they've created that is so corrupt within itself that we're a two-party dictatorship now. Politics in America today is identical to pro wrestling. And what I mean by that is, in front of the cameras and the public, we all hate each other. I'm going to kick my opponent's butt. I'm going to whale him from here to high water and beat the crap out of him. Yet behind the scenes, we all are friends going out to dinner.
Went to dinner together.
And it's all a work.
All intermarried.
Show business.
It's show biz. Up till 2006, you had a Republican Congress and a Republican president. Then along came the election of 2006, which was the war in Iraq. The U.S. people spoke clearly. They said, get us out of Iraq. So they elected the Democrats. The Democrats took both houses. And 2 years later, are we out of Iraq? No.
All right, there you have it. Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, and Alex Jones on the bus. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
All right, folks, we are back. Final segment of the third hour. In the fourth hour, we'll be streaming live via PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to have Ray McGovern, the 26-year CIA analyst, the veteran, on to talk about the current election, on to talk about his latest article where he really denounces the Washington Post, I believe, for their little editorial page. Oh, it looks like the war with Iran is off the table with both us and Israel. How sad. And he really goes over that, how that's not a sad thing, and he does hope it's the truth, and I doesn't understand their attitude towards it. But in this segment, I want to read this article out of the National Post. Now, this is a big paper out in Canada. And Jonathan Kay, I guess, this guy who writes for them for many years, wrote something about the 9/11 truth movement, and then he had to write this. Jonathan Kay on the humbling frustrations of debating 9/11 truthers. Want to fill up your inbox? Write a column denouncing the 9/11 truth movement. These are the people who dismiss the official 9/11 explanation as White House peddled lie. One truther sect believes the American government, or rogue elements within it, planned the September 11th attacks under a false flag. Another concedes Al-Qaeda's involvement, but insists the plot was known to the warmongering Bush administration. Other truthers favor more exotic explanations, featuring missiles, remote-controlled airliners, the Mossad, mini-nukes, and even space weapons. What they all have in common, I've learned, is a hate-on for journalists who blithely dismiss them as nut bars, as I did a few weeks ago in a blog post about ex-liberal candidate and unapologetic truther Leslie Hughes. Normally, I confess, these are the sort of correspondence I delete from my inbox without much guilt. As with the all conspiracy theorists, see, this is what I don't like, debate is pointless, since they have no chance of convincing me, nor I them. Why waste my time parsing their arguments? But see, he admits he won't be swayed no matter what. But something about the truther email I got aroused my interest. For one thing, there was a lot of it, which perhaps should not surprise me. As the Post's Adrian Humphreys reported last week, 39% of Canadians either reject or doubt the official explanation for the 9/11 attacks. That's 40%. That's 4 in 10. That's a major thing in Canada. Major! Secondly, many of these messages, a majority in fact, were lucid and coherent, well written even. Some of the senders had letters after their names, and even email addresses contained the domain names of recognizable universities. Conspiracy theorists they may be, but they're certainly not subhuman weirdos who try to convince me the Holocaust never happened, nor the anti-social paranoiacs who send me weekly updates about their decade-long litigation campaign against their ex-landlords. So I like that, too. He at least admits, you know, we have a standing. Thirdly, they have a point, something that hit home when I read this stinging comment in a message from Winnipeg area writer Dallas Hansen. Take a look at the mountain of evidence suggesting a black op. I'm sure you're a smart guy. But posturing as though that you've got all the answers to 9/11 and defaming those who question the explanation we've been given is a little much. September 11th wasn't a black op, but Hansen is right that, like mainstream journalists, I overplay my intellectual hand when it comes to 9/11 and just about everything else besides. I could lie to Mr. Hansen and my readers and tell them I've read the U.S. government's 571-page 9/11 Commission report or Popular Mechanics Magazine authoritative report on debunking the 9/11 myths. But the truth is that I haven't. I never felt the need to, because on a purely instinctive level, I've always believed the truther's case was complete nonsense. But he cops to it and he says he's going to read those things. Well, I sent him an email urging him to watch Fabled Enemies and then the Loose Change series, and I hope you help me out and do the same. I'd like to see him take a look at that evidence. Ray McGovern coming up next at the 8 after. This is the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and streaming live, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. Our beloved.